Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and I'm excited to be reading a psalm with you today. So we're going to be reading Psalm 15 and we're going to read it twice and then I'm going to share some immediate thoughts and reflections. We're going to be reading it first in the New International Version and then we're going to read the same psalm, that's Psalm 15 again, but in the King James Version. So let's read together Psalm 15 from the New International Version, and this is a psalm of David. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander. Who does no wrong to a neighbour and casts no slur on others. Who despises a vile person but honours those who fear the Lord. Who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind. Who lends money to the poor without interest. Who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. And now we read again Psalm 15, but this time in an older version, the King James Version. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbour, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbour. In whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoureth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. So this is a psalm of David, and it's one of the shorter psalms, and it is a question followed by an answer. Lord, who shall abide in thy holy tabernacle? Who may live on your holy mountain? The tabernacle is the place where God's presence dwells in the Old Testament. And the psalmist, David, is asking who can live there, who can abide in the place where God lives. Well, it's the one whose walk is blameless, who speaks the truth from their heart. Well, who is the one we know who was totally blameless? Jesus. Who is the one that spoke truth? Jesus says, these words I speak, they are truth and they are spirit. So yes, we can read this psalm as being about Jesus and how Jesus and the Father are one and always in each other's presence. But there's another way that we can read this psalm. We can use it to examine ourselves. Do I let my tongue say things that I know I shouldn't say? Have I wronged my neighbour? Have I lent someone money expecting interest? Now this one might seem like a normal thing to do. If you lend someone money, surely it's only right to get interest. Well, this is specifically lending money to the poor. To those who may not be able to pay the interest back. God is expecting his people to look out for and look after one another. We judge our character not against each other, but against the character of Jesus. And we try to be more and more like him. He is the one who is blameless and righteous. His words are spirit and they are truth. Let's try and be like him. Let's try and be like Jesus. Let's keep our promises and keep our words. Let's let our yes be yes and our no be no. Let's not be people who constantly change our minds. Let's not be people who are led by money and making a profit out of the poor. But let's walk in these ways. Let's walk in step with the Holy Spirit. Let's walk in step with Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. I hope that you've enjoyed Psalm 15. God bless you and goodbye.